I think everyone can hear us now loud and clear on the app and on FM 100.1. You might have been listening to this show on AM 1340 as well as watching us on CN2. We had a little bit of some technical difficulties, but we got the part in and we've got it fixed, and we certainly appreciate your patience. We have here in the studio Stephanie Barnett. She is the Chief Operating Officer for the Habitat for Humanity of York County's ReStore. And there's some changes happening with our two ReStores here in York County. And that's why Stephanie is joining us here on Palmetto Mornings to give us an update with what's happening at those ReStores, as well as what's happening with Habitat overall. So let's welcome Stephanie to Palmetto Mornings. Good morning, friend.
Good morning. How are you guys?
Good morning.
We told you we were not going to fangirl out how much we love Habitat for Humanity.
We love it.
And the ReStore, but you have got two huge fans. We just love Habitat for Humanity and the message behind home ownership and affordable housing and allowing people to achieve the American dream of owning your own home. That's just an unbelievable feeling. And it was a feeling that took place over the weekend for the Starr family. They're the latest Habitat for Humanity homeowners. They got their keys to their house there on Mobley Street in Clover. And Stephanie, you said there was a huge turnout there.
There was a huge turnout. It was about 80 people there to support the Starr family as they transitioned into home ownership. We were able to build that house around the corner from Ashton's grandfather's church. He had passed away a couple months ago, so it was really nice for her to be able to come home back to the community in which she is already a member of. So it was a great celebration. And the weather held off, yes, which was really nice.
That is great. Well, congratulations to the Starr family starting a new chapter in their lives. Mm. And of course, you can be involved with Habitat for Humanity. If you're a business, you can donate your time and sponsorship. If you're a resident, you can do so by building and volunteering your hours and your knowledge. And if you can't do either of those, you can go shopping. We know everyone goes shopping, and that's music to Stephanie's ears.
Yes, it is.
With the ReStore. So if folks are not totally familiar with how the ReStore works, there are currently two ReStores in York County. And what's the purpose of these ReStores, and what can folks find at these ReStores?
So the ReStores are made up of items donated from members of our community. And what happens is we get those items in, we clean them, we refresh them, and then we put them out on the floor. Everything that we sell in our ReStores goes back to support our home ownership and home repair programs. So when you shop the ReStore, you're supporting the mission of providing affordable housing for families across our community. So it's not just a shopping experience, it's shopping for a cause and expanding those home ownership in that American dream, making it possible for people around our community.
And you can really find items that really span the gamut of what you would need as a homeowner.
Absolutely.
So anything from furniture to what else?
Construction materials. Mm-hmm. We have artwork. We have unique pieces that come in. We had a stuffed goose and a stuffed mountain lion. We've had purple round velvet beds. So every day there's new inventory in our ReStores. And so what you might see on Tuesday will be completely different by Friday. So come in if you're looking for something unique and something that you want to give a new home. It helps reduce the environmental impact for our community by, getting those items in and then finding a new home for them. So there's lots of unique pieces that we have.
That's great.
Well, upcycling is so popular now, and that's because of television and because of social media. That's taking something that is older in age and giving it a new life.
Absolutely.
And it's part of what we're going to start seeing at one of our Habitat for Humanity ReStores, which will soon be the main one. There will be an opportunity if you love to upcycle, but you don't know where to start. That's going to be kind of something new that will be offered to the community.
Yeah, we have lots of new and exciting opportunities coming to our Rock Hill location. One of the things that we're doing is building a community classroom where we do things like Thrifted Thursdays, and we have our regular shoppers come in and we'll live stream those classes and teach people how to do that upcycling and how to look at something with a fresh set of eyes and try to find unique ways that you can incorporate those things into your home. So it's not just it won't just be a shopping experience. We really want to move our ReStore to a model that reflects our community and have lots of different ways for people to engage with our mission and support our work.
Stephanie, I mentioned at the top of the show there are currently two ReStores for Habitat for Humanity in York County, but one of those in April is going away. And kind of give us some history and background and what's going to happen with the remaining store.
So we opened our Lake Wylie store 7 years ago. At that time, the the finances were different. There was lots of opportunity for us to expand our footprint as far as the ReStore in that area. Since then, things have changed, and our affiliate is moving to a community-based model. And so it makes sense for us to bring things under one roof. That does not mean we're leaving the Clover community, the Lake Wylie area, or the western part of the county. We've made an intentional commitment to still be present there. We just completed a house in Clover. Mm-hmm. We're starting one around the corner next week. And so just because our Lake Wylie location is closing doesn't mean Habitat is walking away from the community. As we close that Lake Wylie location, we're going to reimagine what Rock Hill looks like. We're in the process of renovating our space, so you'll see lots of different changes. People come in, if you're a frequent shopper at our store, if you're new, you'll see signage everywhere letting you know what's happening. We're going to be renovating that space. We're going to be building a community classroom and a financial opportunity and resiliency center to get people ready and more economic stable. We're going to be offering construction classes at that location as well. And so we're really trying to reimagine our ReStore, not as just a retail operation, but as a community space where people can come in and engage with our work across the spectrum of services that we provide. And so come in and check us out. You'll see lots of things under construction if you stop by.
For those who aren't familiar with when the store is open, what does it look like now? And is that going to change, or will that stay the same?
So right now our stores are open Tuesday through Saturday 9 to 5, but that is another thing that we're looking at is expanding those hours and expanding those business days. And so you'll see lots of communication on our social media pages and our mailing list. And so if you're interested, you can join our website to subscribe to our mailing list, or check out our social media pages to find out about those upcoming changes. We're going to be doing things like creating a customer loyalty program for our frequent shoppers.
I love that.
You got two right here. You've got two that will be there for sure. We'll either help cut the ribbon whenever it's open, for sure. We're speaking with Stephanie Barnett. She's the Chief Operating Officer for the Habitat for Humanity of York County's ReStore. There are two ReStore locations in York County, as Stephanie's just given us some of the background. The one in Lake Wylie is going to close in April, but they still have a footprint in the Lake Wylie community. They're just going to move all the operations and improve the ReStore shopping experience for everyone in Rock Hill. And that's located right there off of Anderson Road. And for you longtime Rock Hillians, it's the old Ryan Steakhouse. Kind of feels like it when you go in there, but you're changing that experience. The last time I was in there, it did not have that feel anymore. Yeah. But you got what you got at the time, and you did the best that you could. And now, of course, it's changing once again. Stephanie, you mentioned how important it is when you shop there. Yes, you're shopping and you're getting something great, but ultimately you are helping the entire community really look at affordable housing, and kind of elaborate any more on that if you can.
So every dollar that's spent in the ReStore goes to support families in our community. We, of course, have our new construction program where we're building houses selling those houses to qualified families across our community. But we also have a pretty extensive home repair program. We have a waiting list that goes out to 2027 of families in our community who need help repairing the homes that they do currently own. And we also have a financial education program. We serve about 750 individuals every year. People who are interested in home ownership, people who want to be economically stable, providing those literacy services to our community. We're also heavily involved in disaster response and community resiliency, so getting our community ready when something happens. And so every dollar that you spend, whether it's in our Rock Hill location, and we're actually going to do a lot more of that online store, buy online, pick up at our Rock Hill location, every dollar that you spend supports those programs that really expand access to affordable home ownership, but also protect and preserve the affordable housing stock that we do have here in York County.
Well, this is going to be a game changer, really, for those who like to shop at the Habitat for Humanity of York County's ReStore. Well, again, the store in Rock Hill is continuing to stay open during these renovations. The one in Lake Wylie, again, is going away in April, but they're still there in Lake Wylie, Clover area. They're still in York County. They're not losing that portion of it. So we're excited to see what the new store is going to look like once it's all finished. But go on out there, get a good deal, and at the end of the day, you're helping someone afford the keys to their brand new house. That is remarkable.
The American dream.
The American dream. Stephanie Barnett is the Chief Operating Officer for the ReStore Habitat for Humanity of York County's ReStore here in York County. Stephanie, great catching up with you. Thank you so much.
See you guys. Thank you.
Appreciate
so much.
Your passion. It's great.
Thank you.